Hi everyone, this is Empress Constance, and today I'm sitting down with Mistress K Marie from mistressofmore.com. Hi, Mistress K.
Hi, Constance. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Awesome. So we're just going to jump right into it. My very first question is, how long have you been doing phone sex?
Well, I left my office about a year and a half ago, and been full time for about 7 months, 8 months.
Hold on, there's an echo. Blah. Blah, blah, blah. It'll pass in a second. It's this program. Okay, there we go. And how long have you been with LDW?
Since August of 2014. So about 7 months, 8 months.
Awesome. What would you say your style is?
I get asked that a lot. And I don't have one. I think the best way to describe my style would be I'm not scripted. I'm not scripted. I'm not formal. So it depends on the person that I'm talking to. It's not meant to be a non-answer. It truly does depend on the other individual.
Totally get it. I totally get that. Where at in your home do you typically take your calls from?
It depends on the time of day. I do have a designated work area. However, I have a new house, and so things are kind of under construction, so it depends on what I'm working on. Typically, I am either in my living room on my sofa. Some people I talk to while I'm in my kitchen, and once in a while, I'm in my bedroom. Those are the special calls.
Oh, nice. Do you have a set schedule?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. As most people know, I'm a real life MILF. So my schedule's pretty strict. I split my schedule between the daytime, and then I take a break in the afternoon for a couple hours, and then I get back on in the evening. But during the week, I'm never on later than 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Oh, unless I'm in the middle of a conversation that we're really enjoying, and I'll go past that just a little bit.
Awesome. Do you accept appointments?
I do. I do. I ask that if you schedule an appointment and we agree on something and something comes up, that you just show me the courtesy of letting me know, because I will not accept appointments for those who've missed them in the past.
Fair enough. What are some of your favorite calls to do?
I love my cuckolds. I do. I love getting their recaps, but I do. I absolutely enjoy them. And I think that I enjoy the closeted sissies the best, the little undercover ones that no one knows about. And I like talking to the ones where we talk about everything. The kinks, the fetishes, the fun stuff, the just daily life. But I have to tell you, I think my undercover sissies and my cuckolds are two of my favorites. But I
Sweet.
like straight sex too. I won't deny that. I have fun with them.
So you pretty much like it all.
I do. I really do. I do enjoy them.
Okay, and are there any type of calls that you do not take?
I don't take smoking fetish calls,
Okay.
and I don't take giantess calls. It's not that I have a problem with them. I've just never done them.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, and that's about it.
Cool. What is one of the craziest things you were ever told on the phone? It
Gosh.
could be told, it could be seen, it could be had somebody do. What is
I
one of the
saw the
cr-
smallest dick I've ever, like, I couldn't even imagine one that small.
How small was it?
It was short of a dollar. Like I was like, no way. That's not real. And every little dick sissy I talk to for a week afterwards, I'm like, I have found your leader. So
I have found your leader.
He is a standard that none of you can meet.
Do you enjoy taking two mistress calls?
Absolutely. They're my favorite. I have a blast with them.
And are there any ladies in particular that you are, they're like your go-to ladies for two mistress calls?
Miss Delia and I buddy up a lot, and I have a blast with her.
Nice.
And I would honestly say between Miss Delia, Miss Layla, and Miss Christine, but I probably do my most with Miss Delia.
Awesome. Let's see. Do you have any hobbies?
Ah, yes. I'm a gym rat. I honestly work out daily. I'm an avid reader and I'm a foodie. So you find me in my kitchen a lot too.
Nice.
Yeah.
What do you like to do when you're not taking calls?
Well, truthfully, I'm a mom. So a lot of my schedule works around that. And I take my gym time. I love to cook, like I said, love to read. Been getting better with taking a little bit of me time. And lately, honestly, a lot of my time has been spent with my house. So because I have a new house, so I've been doing house projects.
Nice. What is your favorite sex toy to use on yourself?
Myself, if I'm alone, I would say my clit vibe.
Ooh.
Yes. Hitachi or one of my little clit vibes. I love them.
Nice. And how about what's your favorite sex toy to use on someone else?
I would have to say my Hitachi or my anal vibe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like that.
Okay. Have you ever been with a woman?
Yes, I have. A real woman, too.
And did you enjoy it?
Very much.
So would you consider yourself bisexual?
Not in the sense of actual relationships, because I do make the distinction there. But yeah, I have no problem being with a woman. I enjoy it very much, with or without a man involved.
Nice.
So.
Okay. What is your favorite way to let loose and have a good time? Like, if you had a night off and you could do anything you wanted to let loose and let your hair down and have a great time, what would you be doing?
It probably would involve a lot of food. Having people over to break in a new cookbook or being in a section of, I'm in between Cleveland and Pittsburgh and both have fabulous food to offer. So going where we can bounce from one place to another and try various appetizers and hit a sporting event.
Wow.
As you guys know, I'm big on high school football and next year it'll be college for me that I'll be going to. So that's it.
So instead of bar hopping, you like restaurant hop.
I do. Or sports, you know, bars where you, a lot of the bars in Cleveland and Pittsburgh, they've got great appetizers. You know, it's just a great, great atmosphere and you can go and it's not like your typical pre-frozen cheese sticks. I mean, there's really great appetizers and you get a group of us together and we order 6 to 8 appetizers and have a few beers or glasses of wine and have a good time. And hitting the wineries up in Lake Erie, that's a very enjoyable weekend for me.
Nice. Okay, use one word to describe yourself.
Real.
Nice. If you and one man, and only one man, were left on this earth, who would you want that man to be and why?
I would want it to be a very special friend of mine that we were together for a while, and that's because we share a lot of the same interests, from food to sex and every kink and vice there is. However, if I had to name one, I would say Derek Pierce. He's my favorite porn star.
Well, hey, if you're going to be stuck on Earth with you're the last
Exactly.
man and woman on Earth, you want it to be with a porn star.
Exactly.
Okay. In your everyday normal life, when you're running errands and you're out and about, do you ever see just everyday things in kinky ways because of the work that we do?
Yes, I do. It's bad. It's bad. I all sit at Starbucks going, oh, I understand.
Awesome.
I look at people going, yeah, what's your kink?
And okay, since you're such a foodie, what is your favorite food?
It's silly. My absolute favorite food, and I love all food, don't get me wrong, but I love mac and cheese.
Nice. And what is your favorite drink?
That depends on the time of day. My go-to, like in the mornings, a tall flat white from Starbucks. It's a latte. But evening or such, beer or wine, depending on the what I'm eating. So yeah.
Nice. If there was anything on your wish list that you wanted the most, what is that one item that you want the most from your wish list?
My one item I want the most, I just got. So truthfully, it's gift cards because I can indulge my mood and spoil myself whenever I want.
Cool. Okay. Rank in order of importance the traits you like the most in a submissive man. Respect, loyalty, generosity, and obedience.
Loyalty, respect, generosity, obedience.
Nice. Okay, and I have a couple questions from a couple members from the Enchantrix Empire, our social networking site. And the first one I'm going to ask is more of an advice. This Jizzhead, great name. He wants advice from the ladies. So here's the question. How do I convince my wife to let me spend more money on another mature metal chastity device? The one I have doesn't fit very well. It's my fault because I didn't measure correctly when I ordered it. But my wife says I'm too picky and it's a waste of money. And I should just wear the one I have. But I want it to fit right. Otherwise, it won't work properly. I thought about ordering one secretly and just switching them out, but she might be able to tell the difference in the size. I don't know. What's your advice?
I would say to not do it secretively at all. I would say be a little honest and say, look, I screwed up, so it's not fitting right. It's not that I'm not picky, but it's just that this isn't fitting right. So I'm going to do this. I think that would be the best approach. You don't want to do it secretively, but it's important that they fit right because they need to be comfortable.
Great. All right. And now the next set of questions, there's five of them, and some of them are multi-part, are from Cannibal. So you just expect the unexpected. So this is a three-part question. I'll ask all three at once. When was the last time you were violent? Were you in the right? And would you do it again?
Wow.
That's what everybody has said. Wow.
I have a temper, Cannibal, I'll tell you that. I'm half Irish, half Italian. I have a temper. So actually, violent. Of course, I was in the right. I'm always in the right. And the last time, That I was. No one else was around. They were on the receiving end of it, though, on the phone, and not one of you guys. And it was last week.
Would you do it again?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, here's the second question. What does the phrase "the dark side of the moon" mean to you?
Well, taking out all pop culture references that have been drilled into my head, that phrase to me means it actually reminds me of a relationship I have with someone that no one else knows about or understands and can't really see it.
Nice.
A lot of kinky stuff, too, so.
Nice. All right, next question. Are you frightened of dying?
No. No, I've actually had a little scare, and no, I'm frightened of leaving my mini me too soon, but not frightened of dying.
Okay. Are you worried that this is a two part. Are you worried about going mad slash crazy, and have you ever gone mad?
Well, like I said, I'm half Irish, half Italian, so I'm a bubble off plum anyways. No, I have lost control of myself at various times, made mistake after mistake, and then let it snowball and get the better of me. I think age has taught me a better way to control. I can't control circumstances. So I think that I've learned to more control how I respond to them. So no, I'm not. I'm too big of a control freak.
Nice. And last one, do you crave or lust for money?
No. I like the security that money brings, but that's it.
So your blog link is mistressofmore.com. Are you on Yahoo?
I am on Yahoo and I'm Enchantrix K on Yahoo and I'm usually on Messenger.
Awesome. How about Skype?
I am on Skype and I'm K Marie Enchantrix.
And are you on any social media outlets? So Twitter, Tumblr?
I'm on Twitter and Tumblr. On Tumblr, you can reach me at phonesexmistresskmarie.tumblr.com. And on Twitter, I am Enchantrix K.
Awesome. Well, Enchantrix K, thank you so much for sitting down with me. Before we end this, is there anything else you would like everybody to know about you?
No, I thank you for this. This has been fun. I appreciate this. And I tell everyone who calls me or emails me that I really like to get to know people. So I tell them to be prepared. I ask a lot of questions.
I don't
So
think that's a bad thing.
I think Campbell kind of got me back though right now because
Well, we all know that Cannibal's a little bit off, so it's fitting to have a little bit off of questions. So just be glad this wasn't live and he wasn't in the chat room saying these whacked out things to you and throwing you completely off guard.
I'm expecting the follow-up ones from him.
Well, there you go, Cannibal. She has thrown down the gauntlet. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This was an interview with Mistress K. Marie from mistressofmore.com. And if you would like to spend some time one-on-one with her on the phone, you can reach her at 1-800-601-7259.